Mary Lee Taylor Program. Brought to you by Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk. Yes, welcome to the Mary Lee Taylor Program, featuring the story of the week about that lovable pair, Jim and Sally Carter, and the pet recipe of the week. Now, a quick reminder. If there's one thing a busy homemaker never has enough of, it's time. Mary Lee Taylor understands this, and she and her staff have prepared a complete collection of recipes developed especially to save time for you. If you haven't sent for your free copy of Mary Lee Taylor's time-saving recipes, better do that today, because they're going fast and they'll soon be gone. Just write Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri, and ask for time-saving recipes. And now it's Mary Lee on NBC.
Hello, this is Mary Lee Taylor. Almost any time now, the stork will be making a delivery to the Carters. And today, Jim and Sally are trying to decide on a name for the baby.
Jim, you can't give the baby a name like that. It's terrible.
What of it, Sally? I wouldn't mind having a name like that for $5,000.
Just what Jim and Sally do decide about a name, you'll hear in a minute. But first, a promise that right after our story, I'll give you the recipe for a grand, meatless, one-dish meal called Stuffed Eggs and Rice Dinner. Perfect to serve during Lent. And so delicious, you'll want to serve it often right through the year.
You'll hear more about this special recipe of the week later. But right now, here's some good advice. Today, right after this program, check up to be sure you have plenty of pet milk on hand. Friends might drop in over the weekend and you'll want money-saving pet milk for coffee. It's plenty rich for coffee, you know. Double rich, in fact. Or you might want to make pet milk white soft for creaming vegetables. Or use whipped pet milk in a special Sunday dessert. There are all sorts of ways to use pet milk to make everyday foods taste better. And pet milk saves you money because it costs less than any other form of milk.
And speaking of saving money, a little later, we're going to plan a delicious meal that you can prepare for just about 38 cents a person. And by the way, to make it easy for you to plan just the right amount of food for your family, with no leftovers, pet milk recipes include the different amounts of ingredients needed to make 2 or 4 or 6 servings. Which is another good reason for sending today for the most recent book called Time-Saving Recipes. And now, today's chapter in the life of Jim and Sally Carter. It's a warm night with a promise of spring in the air, and Jim and Sally Carter decided to go out of their apartment and take a little walk. They've ended up, as usual, in a booth at the big corner drugstore.
You know, Jim, the drugstore is a remarkable institution.
Sure is. What do you want, honey?
Well, I want a double chocolate soda, but I guess I'd better have an orange egg.
Make mine a Coke.
One orange egg, one Coke.
A person could live happily right in this store. Quite a while.
Oh, I don't know. I'd hate to sleep in this booth.
Well, except for that. But you can eat, read, write, sew, listen to records, play games.
Yes, you sure can. And just like the sidewalk cafes in Paris, if you sit long enough, everybody you know passes by.
Look, they even have announcement cards.
Hmm?
In that rack right behind you.
Oh. Oh, here's your orange egg, Sal. Thanks, man. And the waitress must be new here. We got awful fast service. Well, here's a straw if you want one.
Thanks. You know, Jim, we ought to get some announcement cards to let people know when the baby arrives.
But none of those pink and blue jobs with the stork.
Oh, you don't like them?
Ah, sissy. Say, there's one that isn't bad. It says, blank has been added to the blank family.
Well, I'd rather have some with the baby's name printed on them. They take longer, of course. You can't order them until the baby comes and has a name.
I don't think we're ever going to decide on a name. We'll have to put on our announcements. Jim and Sally Carter have a son who is nameless.
Oh, well, there's always Junior.
None of that. A person has a name to distinguish him from everybody else in the world. To make things simple, not confusing. Naming a baby for somebody is an emotional approach to a practical matter and stupid. This baby is going to have a name of his own. All right.
I gave up long ago.
I should hope. Say, here comes your pal, the landlady's son.
Gee, that's a bunch of tough-looking little kids he's with, isn't it?
Yeah. Hiya, Spud.
Hello, Spud.
Oh, Miss Carter. Mr. Carter.
How about a chocolate soda, fella?
Yes, sit down. Have something to eat.
Heck, I wish I could. But I gotta stay with those guys. We're buying tight. Now we're going to put them together, ready to fly tomorrow.
Sounds like fun. Well,
some other time, then. Say, Spud, what's your name?
Huh? Why, Spud Hackett.
Come to think of it, we don't know your name. Just Spud, and that's a nickname. What's your real name?
Say, I gotta go now. The guys are waiting for me. Thanks just the same. See you around.
That's funny.
Yeah. Kid acts like he has a criminal record to conceal or something. Oh, well, finish your drink. We'd better get going.
Beginning to smell like spring.
I don't smell anything but carbon monoxide and coal smoke.
Oh, damn. Well, here's 4522. It may not be elegant, but it is handy. Oh, even these few outside steps get me these days. Got your key?
Sure. Here we are.
Well, say, that's our phone. Run.
I'll get it. You take it easy.
I'm right here. Give it for me.
Grab this inside lock. Yes? Oh, this is Mr. Carter. Mrs. Carter's right here. It's Midland for you, Sal. Here, sit down.
Oh, thanks. Hello? This is she. Hello? Oh, hello, Mom. No, nothing's happened yet. We were just out walking. Yeah, down to the drugstore. Oh, no hurry. Anytime that suits you. She wanted to know when to come.
Tell her to come tomorrow. I don't like to leave you alone these days.
Jim says anytime. Fine. She said next Wednesday.
One word from me, and you say what you please.
No, we haven't decided on a name yet, Mom. We were just talking about it this evening. Sure, we're open to suggestions.
But we're making no promises.
Aunt Sophie? But, Mom... Well, of course, I adore Aunt Sophie. And I'd love to please her, but... Well, I never even knew Uncle, whatever his name was, her husband. Well, we couldn't name our baby for somebody we never even knew. But, Mom... Besides, I'm afraid Jim's awfully opposed to naming the baby for anybody. He thinks...
Darn right he thinks. Somebody's got to think.
Would she really? My goodness, that is generous. But of course, we couldn't consider... What was his name, anyway? Marmaduke.
Marmaduke?
Oh, Mom, you can't be serious. Well, all right, we will, but honestly... Well, okay, dear. See you Wednesday. Bye. Well...
I take it your Aunt Sophie expects us to name our son Marmaduke, and your mother approves. May I ask why?
Oh, Aunt Sophie doesn't expect it, of course. She didn't even suggest it.
Then why?
Oh, Mom said she sort of hinted. Marmaduke was her husband's name, and she's always wanted it carried on in the family.
Marmaduke? Carried on?
Mom said she's sure Aunt Sophie would do something really handsome for the baby if we'd name him that. But, of course, I told her we couldn't think of it.
Well, I should say not.
Mom says Aunt Sophie might even give him a paid-up college insurance policy. Mom says...
A paid-up college insurance policy?
Uh-huh. She said it's something to consider seriously. But, of course...
Well, you're doggone tootin' it's something to consider seriously.
But, Jim, Well, you've been so set against naming the baby for anybody.
Listen, Sally, a policy like that is worth close to $5,000. Why, a person would put up with a lot for $5,000.
Even a name like Marmaduke?
Well, sure. That's a lot of dough. I vote for Marmaduke. Marmaduke? Carter.
I don't. He'd hate it. How'd you like to be named Marmaduke Carter?
Say, for $5,000, I'd be willing to be named Marmaduke.
See, you can't even think of anything worse. Poor little baby.
Poor nothing. Well, Sally, be practical. How else could we ever get that much money for our son all at once? Well, I'm going to bed. I'm sleepy.
I just can't believe my ears. You, after the way you've been talking. Well, if we're going to name him for anybody, there are other people I prefer to Uncle Marmaduke. Death, for instance.
Now, look, dear, you're a woman, and women are governed by their emotions. But I believe when you've had time to think it over, you'll see that with all that money involved...
Money isn't everything.
Well, that kind of money is certainly something. Hey, I better take some laundry in the morning. I've just got two clean shirts.
Uh-huh. The laundry's all ready to go. But I'm trying to take the long view on the baby's name. Well,
great Caesar, if providing for his education isn't taking the long view, then I... Did you get any toothpaste today?
Uh-huh. Top shelf. But, Jim, nothing is worth...
What? That's coming from the landlady's apartment.
Mrs. Hackett, I'll go see what's happening.
No, you stay where you are. I'll go as soon as I can get some clothes back.
Oh,
on.
No, I'm still all dressed. I'd better go this minute. Something terrible must have happened.
Oh, dirty and bloody. Oh, your eye. You poor baby. Come on in.
I'm okay, Maude. Don't call me no baby. Ouch! Lay off that shoulder.
What's the matter, Mrs. Hatt?
Oh, Spot. Oh, half killed. That's what he is, the poor little fellow.
Oh, let's see, Spot. Goodness, you are banged up. But I don't think... Can you lift this arm?
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's good. I don't think anything's broken, Mrs. Hatt.
Nah. I'm okay.
If you'll get some hot water, Mrs. Hackett, we can get rid of some of this dirt and blood, and then we can see the damage.
Well, I'll do it, dearie. You ain't no condition.
Nonsense. I can help. I've patched up my little brother so many times, I could do it blindfolded. What happened, Bud?
Well, you see, I was only...
I keep telling him to stay out of sight. Here's the warm water.
Fine. Now, we'll just wash the side of your face, Bud, and...
Ow!
It ain't right to fight.
I didn't start it.
Oh, no.
No. Besides, it's your fault for giving me that name.
Oh, that again.
What's that about a name, Bud?
Well, the kids heard Mr. Carter asking about my name. They said I was scared to tell. So I had it. Tell them.
I think I'm beginning to understand.
But did you have to fight?
Yeah, I did. They kept kidding me. Wouldn't lay off it. So I tasted Tim one on the jaw and...
But you mean all this happened because the kid teased you about your name?
Yeah. It's a sissy name. I had it.
Mrs. Hackett, I'll be back in a second. I want Jim to bring some bandage.
I got bandage, Sally.
I still want Jim up
here. Jim! Oh, Jim!
Here I am, honey. What's happened? Got the first aid kit just in case. Bud hurt much?
Not much. He was in a fight. Seems those kids we saw him with in the drugstore were teasing him about his name.
His name? What is his name, anyway?
Well, I don't know. We were asking him that in the drugstore, remember? And those boys... Well, here we are. See for yourself.
Hello, Mr. Carter.
What? Great Caesar, fella. You did get kind of messed up. Here, let's go to work with these bandages.
Oh, you didn't need to come, Mr. Carter. I got
plenty. Glad to help. What happened, Spike?
Oh, that name of mine again. The guys think it's sissy, and it is. But I ain't going to take nothing from a bunch of hyenas like them.
I feel responsible, Mrs. Hackett. If we hadn't brought the subject up there in the drugstore, this wouldn't have happened. But we had no idea.
Oh, of course you didn't. It weren't your fault, and it ain't the first time, neither.
And it won't be the last. Oh, well, like my teacher says, everybody has some cross to bear. If you're through with me, I think I'll hit the hay. I'm bushed.
I'll bet you are. Okay. That does it.
Thanks a lot. Night. See you in the morning.
Thanks, Bud.
Well, honey, I guess we'd better hit the hay, too.
I sure do thank the both of you. Gave me quite a turn when he first come in there all banged up like that.
Mrs. Hackett, I can't help wondering. Would you mind telling me, what is Spud's name?
Well, it's Stuyvesant.
Stuyvesant?
Ah, reading a book at the time, and the fellow's name was Stuyvesant. Sounded real stylish and elegant to him, but well, if I'd had any idea how Spuds had hated, if I'd had dreamed the trouble it had caused the poor kid, why, I wouldn't have named him that for $5,000.
In just a minute, we'll return to Jim and Sally Carter. But right now, a reminder to every young wife who, like Sally Carter, is expecting an addition to the family. A reminder that Mary Lee Taylor has a beautiful 64-page book called Your Baby, which she'd like very much to send you. This book is literally packed with valuable information about the care and training of a baby, all approved by a well-known doctor. Millions of mothers have used this book, and I'm sure it will be just as big a help to you as it has been and is to other young mothers. So ask Mary Lee Taylor today to send you a copy of the book called Your Baby. I'll give you the complete address later. But now, let's return to Jim and Sally Carter.
Quite an evening, darling.
Yeah, quite an evening.
Seems a long time ago since we started to the drugstore.
Sally?
Uh-huh?
You're right, of course. We couldn't name the baby Marmaduke.
You really don't think so?
I really don't think so. But, Sally?
Hmm?
You needn't have had poor little Spuds beaten up. I'd have come around of my own accord.
Why, Jim Carter, what a thing to say. Well, you know I wouldn't have had Spud get in that fight for anything in the world. But since he did, well, I thought it would be just pure waste not to get some good out of it.
Stuyvesant. Marmaduke. Well, darling, all I hope is that our baby gets his brains from his mother.
These are exciting days in the life of young Sally and Jim Carter, so don't miss one single Saturday morning story, because if you do, you might miss the most thrilling event of all, the arrival of the first Carter baby. And now, let's go back to the spot where there's always something wonderful cooking and always someone to give you good and useful ideas about meal planning. And I do mean the Pet Mill Kitchen and Mary Lee Taylor.
Come right in. We do have something wonderful cooking. Stuffed eggs and rice dinner. And that name doesn't really do justice to this perfectly delicious one-dish meal.
I'm sure that's absolutely right, Mary Lee, because the color photograph of stuffed eggs and rice dinner that's on the cover of this booklet of time-saving recipes makes the fella hungry just to look at it.
And don't forget what Del King told you earlier. These booklets are going like hotcakes. So be sure to send your request in before it's too late. Just address me, Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And if you want a copy of the baby book Del King told you about a little while ago, just add the words baby book to the card you send in for the recipe book.
Mary Lee?
Yes, Del?
Isn't stuffed eggs and rice dinner just about a whole meal all by itself?
Well, not quite, Del. But with stuffed eggs and rice dinner, you won't have to add extra foods like potatoes and a green vegetable. So, you save preparation time, and you save dishwashing time, and the serving of the meal.
Yes, but stuffed eggs and rice dinner still sounds like a whole meal to me.
Well, actually, Del, here is the meal I've planned for today. A very satisfying, nourishing meal that can be prepared, as I said earlier, for as little as 38 cents a person. The main attraction, of course, is stuffed eggs and rice dinner. Then, a simple lettuce salad with French dressing, corn muffins, with Pet Butter's brand, and to top it off, applesauce and cookies and hot coffee.
With pet milk?
And sugar, too. It's all included in the cost. And, of course, I did plan on using such time savers as corn muffin mix and canned applesauce.
She's a miracle woman, that's what she is. And unless I miss my guess, we're about to hear another Mary Lee Taylor miracle recipe. The time-saving, money-saving recipe of the week for stuffed eggs and rice dinner. Are we off, Mary Lee?
Yes, here we go. First, mix 1 can of condensed cream of mushroom soup.
Mix 1 can condensed cream of mushroom soup. With what, Mary Lee?
With 1/2 cup pet milk.
1/2 cup? Did you say pet milk?
Is there any other kind?
Okay. 1/2 cup pet milk. And what else?
1/4 cup vegetable liquid.
1/4 cup vegetable liquid. What's that?
Well, I'll explain later. Just add to that list 3/4 teaspoon salt and a few grains of pepper.
3/4 teaspoon salt, few grains pepper. Now, that's condensed cream of mushroom soup, pet milk, vegetable liquid, salt, and pepper all mixed together.
That's right. Now, take out 1/4 cup of that mixture and put it aside.
Take out 1/4 cup. All right, then what?
Add to what's left 2 cups cooked rice.
Add 2 cups cooked rice. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
And 1 number 2 can of drained peas.
1 number 2 can... drained peas. Oh, now I see where that vegetable liquid comes from.
I knew you'd catch on. Now, put all that into a greased quart baking dish.
Put into greased quart baking dish. Yeah.
And bake in a moderately slow oven, 350 degrees, for 15 minutes.
Bake in moderately slow oven, 350 degrees, for 15 minutes. But, Mary Lee, there aren't any stuffed eggs in there.
Oh, yes, there are. Because while that mixture is baking, you cut into halves, lengthwise, 4 hard-cooked eggs.
Oh, I do, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Cut into halves lengthwise 4 hard-cooked eggs. All right.
Then remember that 1/4 cup of sauce mixture you took out?
Sure enough.
Well, you mash the egg yolks and mix with that 1/4 cup of sauce, and then...
Now, wait a minute. Mash egg yolks and mix with the 1/4 cup sauce.
Mm-hmm. And 2/3 cup grated American cheese.
2/3 cup grated American cheese. Mmm, this I like.
And 1/2 teaspoon dry mustard.
And 1/2 teaspoon dry mustard. And then you put that back into the egg whites, I betcha.
Naturally. And arrange on the rice mixture and bake 10 minutes longer.
Arrange stuffed eggs on rice mixture. Sure. And bake 10 minutes longer. Oh, shucks, I should have known that. The stuffed eggs are arranged in a circle on top of the rice in the color picture.
Of course, and it makes a beautiful picture. And that recipe I've just given makes enough stuffed eggs and rice dinner to satisfy 4 hungry people. And besides tasting good and supplying lots of nourishment, this is a very accommodating dish because most of the preparation can be done hours ahead of mealtime. The sauce can be mixed, the rice and peas added to it, the eggs can be stuffed, so all that's left to do at mealtime is the baking.
First, the 15 minutes baking, then adding the stuffed eggs and 10 minutes more in the oven,
Yes, and do remember that this combination of foods can very well take the place of meat or fish because the pet milk, eggs, and cheese supply just about the same kind of protein that meat supplies.
And I suppose now's as good a time as any to remind you that for other time-saving, money-saving ideas for food that tastes wonderful and that helps keep you feeling wonderful, send today for Mary Lee Taylor's most recent booklet, Time-Saving Recipes. Just drop a card to Mary Lee Taylor, Carol this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri.
And remember that your grocer also has a recipe service for you. Just look for the pet milk display in your favorite grocery store and help yourself to one of the handy take-home recipe folders your grocer is featuring with this display.
In a minute, you'll hear today's recipe for happiness. But first, a word about the big musical show that Pet Milk brings you every Saturday night. Yes, it's the one starring young Vic Damone with Charmin K. Armin, the Serenaders, and Gus Henschen and the Pet Milk Orchestra. Be sure to tune in tonight over most of these same NBC stations. And now, how about next Saturday, Mary Lee?
There'll be one of the most exciting Sally and Jim stories we've ever broadcast. And a very special recipe for delicious sweet rolls that you can make in a jiffy. So, do join us next week.
And now, today's recipe for happiness.
The joys of life are never bought and sold. Laughter and all things beautiful are free. And now until next Saturday, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck and good health to all of you from Pet Milk, the first evaporated milk, a standard of highest quality for more than 64 years. The Mary Lee Taylor program is directed by Al Chance, Del King speaking.